Now, the name of the months of the year, just a few more.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Now, the first day of the week is?
Monday. Sunday.
Sunday, okay. And then the work days are?
Monday, Tuesday. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and say that.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And a half a day Saturday.
They say honor the what day keep it holy?
Sabbath, which is Saturday.
Did you ever, what does that, the Sabbath is when?
Saturday.
Why is the Sabbath Saturday?
Well, that's just official. Really, that's what it is. Sunday is the first day of the week. The Sabbath was a Jewish seventh day.
Oh, you're talking about Jewish.
Well, the Sabbath is, that's what it is. Seven is Sabbath.
Oh, okay.
And a sabbatical is a seventh year.
But why is it that we, the Baptists especially, in my folks, we never work on Sunday?
Well, that's just because of the so-called Christian era changed the worship day from the seventh day or the Sabbath day to Sunday or the first day. You know, the Bible says on the first day of the week, laid by and stolen. So the first day, the reason the Christian era changed from the Sabbath or the seventh day to the Sunday or the first day is because that Christ rose from the dead on the first day. So that since the Christian religion is based on a risen, living God, they celebrate the first day.
I didn't know that.
That's what it is. So the Sabbath, but we use that interchangeably. If you say a Sabbath day, go to church on the Sabbath, everyone would understand what you're talking about. You meant Sunday. But the Sabbath is Saturday.
Now, on the farm, you start work before daylight.
Well, yeah, we used to say we worked from kin to kin.
That's
from
what?
You can see the sun till you can't see, from you just can see the sun to where you can't see the sun.
Sun
up, sun down.
Okay.
You don't do that as much anymore as you used to. That's one of the things that went out. The old times when they were farming with mules, they used to catch the mules when it was dark.
Yep.
Matter of fact, they would tie, each man would tie something around the mule's head, a halter, a particular identifying object, like a white rag or a red rag or a rope or something, where he could identify his mule in the dark. And that's the way they'd catch him while it was, the hustler would begin to catch those mules while it was dark.
Now, if something happened about this time last year, you say it happened, how long did it happen?
A year ago?
Okay. When you're talking about what happened long times ago, you say things sure would have been different back in
old days. Back then, or back in old days.
Alright. Now, when a boy got a whipping, you say, I bet he did something
he deserved it.
Okay. You say he did something he wasn't
supposed to.
Okay, he shouldn't
have done.
Or he ought
not to have done. Ought to have done, ought not to have done.
Okay. Now, when you got something done, there was hard work all by yourself. And nobody helped you. Your friend was standing over there. And you finally got done. You say, well, you asked me a question. You might what? You sat there all by, you sat there watching me.
I'm not following.
Why didn't you help?
Oh yeah, well, while you're here,
you might. Okay.
I might have helped you. You might have helped me.
If somebody was suggesting the possibility about, say, you going to Jackson today, you'd say, I'm not sure. Call me tomorrow. I can't be sure, but I might go.
Did
you ever say I might could or?
Might, yeah. That's a possibility.
Okay. Now, do me one more thing. Count from 1 to 24.
Oh boy. I may say a little. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
All right, 26.
27.
28,
29, 30.
38, 39.
40.
68, 69.
70.
99.
100.
Okay. If there's a bunch of men standing in line, the man at the head of the line is the first man.
Yeah.
Then comes the
second.
Okay. The reason why I did that was because we want to test the way you say those words and every other one.
Yeah.
So I hope you understand that.
I just thought maybe you wanted to see if I could count to 10.
I hope you didn't think I went on to all that. Yeah, I appreciate you doing it.
Okay. I'm glad to help. I am, and I'm glad we're going to get a copy of this.
You are. Let me give you my name, your name and address. My name and address, something about the Lags project. I meant to sit down and write you something. I'm sorry I have to do this.